This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of February and the weekend of Super Bowl. And our first guest is author Gary Moore. He has penned a book called Hey Buddy, and it tells about the story of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, who perished on February 3rd, 1959 in a plane crash, and that was 61 years ago. It's a fascinating book and an outstanding interview, so you got to listen to it. Later on in the hour, Casey and the Sunshine Band will be here. Now, they were here around Christmas time with their Christmas CD, but he's got a brand new CD. He's going back and doing some of the songs of the 60s. And then we'll chat about what it's like to have a really good Super Bowl layout with food with Elizabeth Heisko. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide. For your convenience, visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash on average in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie. 'Cause that'll be the day.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And that's the music of a true legend, a man that had so much impact on contemporary music, but unfortunately lost his life at the age of 22 years old back on February 3rd of 1959. I remember it distinctly when I heard the news that Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper lost their lives. Joining us right now with a new book out called Hey Buddy, In Pursuit of Buddy Holly is our guest, Gary Moore. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. And
that's my pleasure.
February 3rd marked the anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly and, of course, Richie Valens and Big Bopper. And your book now goes into great detail about Buddy Holly and how this whole crash took place, because there's some new information that has surfaced. However, you were not a Buddy Holly fan. In fact, for a long time, you weren't even a rock and roll fan, were you?
No, not at all. I kind of grew up in a rock and roll vacuum. I was born in 1954. At a very young age, I joined a drum and bugle corps. Well, they were sponsored by the American Legion VFW, and the veterans weren't real excited about what was happening in rock and roll. So we played patriotic music and later on classical and jazz music. I got into high school band, and we weren't playing rock and roll. I went away to music college. I got a degree in music education. It would be blasphemy to play rock and roll
there. Sure.
After school, I traveled for a while, played with Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys, and and so there was no rock and roll there. So I really missed a decade or more of the music.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you played with Ray Price. That's great.
I did.
Well, the good times. Man, what a great singer he was.
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah. Now, tell us about what got you interested in Buddy Holly, because obviously there is so much read, so much put out about what he did and what he could have been had he not lost his life at such an early age.
Yes. I didn't know anything about Buddy Holly, really. I knew Peggy Sue. I knew that he had been killed in a plane crash. I knew there was a movie, but I hadn't seen it.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was just watching that the other night, because Gary Busey played Buddy Holly. Good movie.
But my mother-in-law, who's 77 years old, I found out is a raving Buddy Holly fan. And the only thing she wanted for her birthday was to go see a reenactment of the Winter Dance Party, which was the final tour. And one of the evenings was at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls, Iowa. So we drove out and took her to this concert, which was amazing. I mean, it was so well done. John Mueller travels as Buddy Holly, and he's just, I mean, even Buddy's wife says that, you know, that he's the closest thing to Buddy she's ever seen. Ray Anthony does Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper's son, his real-life son,
yeah.
Jay Richardson performs as a Big Bopper. But at the end of the night, nothing grabbed me, nothing, I mean, it was great, and I enjoyed it, but I still wouldn't have done it again until John Mueller said that he was going to perform a song that he had written about Buddy. And I thought it'd be a train wreck. I mean, here we've had all this great music by these great performers. Now this guy, and at the time I referred to him as an imitator. This imitator's going to throw in something he's written. And I thought it'd be awful. But just seconds into the song, he started out and he sang the words, "Hey, Buddy," and he said, "Look at me." And I did. And I was captivated. It seized my mind, captured my heart, and sent me on the journey to learn more about Buddy Holly and what now is this book.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Now, you mentioned Big Bopper. He's a friend of mine. We did a couple things together here in Orlando. And I tell you, the friendship that was bonded between myself and Glenn D. Harden, Jerry Allison, and Joe B. Malden has been one that has lasted a few years, too. So I can appreciate, and I've been very close to the Buddy Holly legacy. Unfortunately, never met him, obviously, because I'm not of that age. You know, I was very young. I can remember 1959 when that happened. There was a TV newscast called Huntley and Brickley, and I was watching it. Listen to this, Gary. This is bizarre. This is how much I remembered. I was only a youngster at the time, 9 years old. We were going to go to the grand opening of a car dealership for the Edsel automobile. And we heard on the news that the great Buddy Holly had passed. Now, what is the latest information that you've been able to ascertain as it pertains to the crash itself? Because there has been some shadow around that. The pilot was only 21 years old. He was younger than Buddy was.
He was 21 years old and probably a wonderful guy, but totally unqualified. He had just recently failed his instrument exam, so he wasn't even legal to fly that flight that night. Low mileage, he was in a high-performance airplane, and a plane that was fully loaded, four adults and baggage, which is right at the weight limit of that plane. And, I mean, it was just terrible irresponsibility by the charter owner, Jerry Dwyer, to allow that flight to leave the ground. It was bad weather. I wasn't going to write about the crash. But a strange thing happened, and you've interviewed enough people, you know how this goes sometimes. I wanted to talk to Jerry and Barb Dwyer, the owners of the plane, but I didn't want to talk to them about the crash. I was really just looking for how has this affected your lives, because I was writing a story that was all about how Buddy continues to impact people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Barb Dwyer, his wife, who's in her 80s, called me, very spry, very, very alert. I mean, sounded like she's, you know, 30. And she just made a phone call to me and said, "I don't want to talk to you." But she didn't hang up and she kept talking. And the more she'd talk, the more she'd tell me she doesn't want to talk to me. And she started saying things that it started getting worse and worse and worse. Finally, at the point, she said that the CAB report was all wrong. CAB was the Civil Aeronautics Board, the predecessor to the NTSB.
Right.
They didn't do their job, that they hold the truth. They know the truth. It'll clear Jerry, her husband. And the truth is in the wreckage, and they still own the wreckage.
Really?
Yeah, well, that was a shock to me. And so I started asking her about what the truth is, and I said, I will be the conduit for you. I will give you the venue. I will put the truth in my book. She says, no, my husband Jerry's going to write a book. Well, Jerry's 92 years old, so he better hurry.
Yeah.
I don't mean that with disrespect, but I mean, honestly, if they hold the truth, They need to tell someone. Now, whether they hold the truth or not, I don't know. But I will tell you that I contacted the NTSB. They put me in touch with a guy by the name of Dick Rodriguez, a wonderful guy in Pensacola, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Dick had just retired. He's one of the NTSB's lead accident investigators. He had worked on every NTSB major flight in the past 20 years. And I called Dick and asked him if he was getting bored yet. And he said, I am. I said, well, help me investigate a flight. And he said, whose? And I said, Buddy Holly's. And he said, I'm in.
Wow.
So we pulled the old CAB report. And what we found was, of course, they didn't have the technology in 1959, but what we found was they really only looked for three things. Number one was, did the fuselage fail? And after examination, they determined that it did not. Then they looked, did the engine fail? After examination, they determined that it did not. Then the only other thing that they looked for was, there drugs or alcohol in the pilot's blood?
Right.
And they determined that there was not. So they just closed the case and said it was pilot error. The Dwyers have been screaming that it wasn't pilot error, that they hold the truth. Then there was a set of rumors that they started flying around. You know, one of them was about gunshots in the plane.
Yeah.
But he carried a gun. He was a Texan. He carried a pistol. The pistol was found at the crash site about 2 months after the flight. And the farmer who found it picked it up, looked at it, and did something crazy. He pointed in the air and shot it. And, you know, it worked. So he took it to the sheriff and said, I found this at the crash site. Well, the sheriff, of course, they didn't have computers back then, so it took a few weeks to find out who it belonged to. By the time the paper trail, they found it was registered to Charles Hardin Holly, Buddy Holly's real name.
Yeah.
Sheriff looked at the gun and said, my goodness, there's been a bullet fired from this gun. There's a spent cartridge. He told the newspaper. The newspaper ran with a story that said there was, you know, a gunshot fired from Buddy Holly's gun. And so the whole world erupted with, you know, either it was an accidental discharge and it killed the pilot, or Buddy went crazy and shot everybody in the plane. I mean, it got out of hand. Now there's a photographer in California who claims he has a picture of the wreckage, and you can clearly see a bullet hole in the back of the seat, even though Buddy was sitting in the front seat next to the pilot.
Right, right.
But it just got so far out of hand that the Big Bopper's son, Jay, actually had the Big Bopper exhumed. It was about 5 years ago, I believe. And they were moving him to a new site, but he brought in a forensic investigator to examine the body, and they said, well, no, there's no bullet hole. But Jay had been carried it around for years. People had told him that his father was found 40 feet from the wreckage, so therefore he must have been crawling for help and survived it. And the investigator looked at it and he said, hey, look, this guy wasn't crawling anywhere. I could not find a bone that was not broken.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, our guest is Gary Moore. The name of the book is Hey Buddy, In Pursuit of Buddy Holly. February 3rd marks the 61st anniversary of the tragedy that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. And Gary and I will be right back with another segment in just a moment on Ron Segi Today.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step.
And that, of course, is the song that profiles the passing of Buddy Holly on February 3rd, 1959, marking the 61st anniversary of the day the music died, according to the song by Don McLean. And we have as our guest Gary Moore, who's penned the book about Buddy Holly and the plane crash. And Gary, we were talking about in the first portion of the segment about the fact that the Dwyers, who owned that plane, have yet to reveal what they have found, which is different than what the Civil Aeronautics Board found.
The Dwyers have told people that they have proof that the pilot was incapacitated before the flight. That's why it crashed. And then that the truth is in the wreckage. Well, so we've got an open letter in this book to Jerry Dwyer. We want access to the wreckage. We want to know. Lead investigator for the NTSB. NTSB says they will reopen the case if we can find proof.
Now, Gary, do you think that he's afraid that there still might be some liability that he may be responsible for, if it's a problem with the pilot or a problem with the equipment, or is it past that time?
Well, it's past that time. If it was a problem with the equipment, Beechcraft would be most likely the culprit, the manufacturer of the plane, and they've already paid out and settled. If it was a problem with the pilot, well, they already know there's a problem with the pilot. It's already been documented that he failed his instrument exam. And so I think that's later. I don't think there's any liability. The Dwyers have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If we examine the wreckage and find out it's exactly as the CAB said, it's just, you know, pilot error, the Dwyers have lost nothing because that's what everybody believes now.
Okay, this is what I don't understand then. He takes off in a what is considered to be one of the 100 biggest weather moments ever. He takes off in this terrible snowstorm, and he's not instrument trained. I mean, why would he even attempt that, and why would Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens even go with them if they saw the weather was so bad?
Well, I don't think the weather was bad on the ground. I mean, it was deteriorating quickly, but they had a weather report that was about 5 hours old. They didn't have the most recent, and the weather report 5 hours before said it was okay. Well, the farmer that was closest to the site said that it was a sudden and abrupt snow squall that lasted for about 20 minutes. The plane took off as the snow squall was getting ready to start and flew into it. Even if it wasn't for the snow squall, I think we're still looking at the same results, because when you're flying at night over farm fields, there's no horizon to look at.
That's right. It's like going over water.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, J.P. Richardson Jr., I don't think he was even born at the time. I think mother was pregnant with him.
Yeah, three or 5 months pregnant. I forget which it was.
Yeah. But do you think, had this genius at that time lived, that he would be as big as today, as a current rock star in a elder statesman's category? And let me explain myself here. You got Elvis Presley, who died at 42. You got Roy Orbison, who died at 51. You got all of these Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, all these rock stars that are dying at a very early age. One of the smart alecks in New York City, when learned of Elvis's passing, made the comment, good career move, because you don't have an aging rock star. Do you think he would have been able to live up to this magnificent reputation that he has today if we would have had him for the last 6 years, warts and all?
I think he would have gone beyond that, but maybe not as a performer. I mean, Buddy's a musical genius, and I really believe that. He was able to create sounds that the Beatles said that they worked their whole life to imitate.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think Buddy would have been more of a leader in the entertainment industry. I think he had plans to build his recording studio, Prism Records, in Lubbock. I mean, he would have still performed, but I think that his mark would have ultimately been as a songwriter and as a producer.
Yeah, he was one of the first rock and rollers to write, produce, and perform his own songs. A lot of people will debate that, saying, well, what about Paul Anka? Paul Anka was more of a crooner at that time than he was a rock and roller, even though he was on the top 40 charts, a lot of crossovers.
Right. Buddy was very unique, and I really believe that he's one of the creators of the genre, and everybody after is still standing on his shoulders. But, you know, I have this picture in my mind that Buddy would have been somewhat like Willie Nelson in that everybody in the industry would want to record with him, and everybody would have a duet with Buddy Holly.
Yeah, I could see that too. That same thing happened with Carl Perkins. Everybody wanted to have a concert memorialized on tape with Carl Perkins.
Right.
Now, have you heard from Glenn Hardin, Jerry Allison, or Joe B in regards to the book?
I have not. I spoke in detail with Maria Elena, his wife.
Yeah.
And really what it came down to, I tried to get a hold of Jerry Allison, and the folks at the Buddy Holly Center were trying to put me in touch with everybody. And Jacqueline Bover, who is just the curator, who's done an incredible job. If you've never visited the Buddy Holly Center in Lubbock.
I was just there in September.
You know, she kind of came to me one day with sad eyes and said, you know, Gary, these people have been hounded for years and are just tired, and no one really wants to talk. And that was fine, because I didn't want to write the same book everybody else had written.
Mm-hmm.
And if you interview the same people, you get the same responses, you end up with the same book. So I talked to a whole different group of people.
You've done a heck of a job. You really have. And I apologize for not mentioning the fact that Gary Moore is also an inspirational, motivational speaker, accomplished musician, played with Ray Price, and an author. He is the recipient of the prestigious Sam Walton Leadership Award. So you certainly have had a lot of experience in the writing field, including contributing author to the best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul series.
Yes. Well, thank you. I enjoy it. I love to write.
Of course, I'm a huge rock and roll fan and have a close association with the Elvis Presley people. As a singer myself, because I'm a musician, doing Buddy Holly songs like the one we went into, That'll Be the Day, and Peggy Sue, which I'm sure you know was named after Joe Allison's girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah. But all of these great songs that he did, even though it was a simple rock and roll riff, he added something to these songs that made them him.
Absolutely. And that's part of the genius. Who says that complexity is a criteria for greatness?
Yes.
If you can take something so simple and make it so good, that is genius in itself.
That's right. And that's what he did. A very simplistic, you know, 3 or 4 chord change, and it made it sound like a symphony.
Yes.
I agree. Our guest has been Gary Moore. We've been trying to get him on the air for a long time. He's here with us right now. His new book is out right now. You got to get this. Hey, Buddy, In Pursuit of Buddy Holly. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, February 3rd marks the 61st anniversary of the passing of one of rock and roll's greatest stars, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, who was only 17 at the time, and disc jockey, the big bopper, J.P. Richardson, on a cornfield in Iowa. And it's amazing that field is still there. There's not a mall or anything on there, is there?
No, and that's what's beautiful about it. It's just a little stainless steel plaque. There's no visitor center. It's just so tastefully done.
Yeah.
And being the rock and roll aficionado that you are, listen to John Mueller's Hey Buddy, the song that really inspired this book, and I think you'll be blown away.
Okay, I will do that. Okay. Gary, come back anytime. It's a delight having you on the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Gary Moore has been our guest, and as we mentioned, the music died on February 3rd, 1959, according to Don McLean, when Buddy Holly died in a plane crash in Iowa. And if you tuned in late and missed the entire tribute to Buddy Holly, you can check it out on demand at ronseggi.com. We'll be back with more with Ron Seggi today.
Singing, this will be the day that I die.
warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
China is now facing increased isolation from other countries with international curbs and flight suspensions. The death toll from the spreading coronavirus outbreak is now at least 304. U.S. health officials are confirming an eighth case, a person in Massachusetts. Dr. Larry Madoff with the Bureau of Infectious Disease and Laboratory Sciences says the virus particles are not airborne.
They're spread from an infected person to another person. This kind of spread requires close face-to-face contact over a period of time. It's not like measles, for example, which can be spread through the air and through which just casual contact can result in infection.
The U.S. is banning foreign nationals who have recently been to China. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
are not going to believe who that is. I mean, if you didn't recognize that voice, I can totally understand. This is really out of character for our next guest. You're going to be surprised when I tell you. I don't know who's more excited, the artist or myself, about this new CD he's got out right now. What a string of hits he has had over the years. First met him back at the Atlantis Grand Opening at Paradise Island many years back in the Bahamas. From KC and the Sunshine Band, KC himself. Hey, KC, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. And I meant what I said. I am so excited. First time in about a decade, new CD. You're going back to the era where you and I grew up now with these songs.
I am. I mean, it was a great era, the 60s.
Oh, it was sensational, and it formed the foundation, if you will, for what you did so successfully in the 70s, didn't it?
It is.
I looked down the list of these songs on this CD. I'm blown away. There's always something there to remind me. Oh, How Happy. Is that the Shades of Blue song?
It is the Shades of Blue song. Yeah. Always one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I love that song. And, you know, you never hear it even on an oldies station.
I know.
I just can't wait to hear the songs that, Put a Little Love in Your Heart that you do, Stand By Me, You Keep Me Hanging On, Sweet Soul Music, You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers, Blowing
right.
the Wind. And this is totally different for you, isn't it?
It is very different. And as a matter of fact, the You Lost Your Love and Feeling version on the album is done with the present lead singer of Chicago. So we became really good friends, and he did the counter vocal with me on that record. Okay. Jason Sheff is his name.
Oh, that's Jerry Sheff's son.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
From the old Elvis TCD
yes,
band.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know Jerry very well. Yeah, I think he's in England now, isn't he, Jerry?
Jerry's in Utah.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought for some reason he was overseas.
Well, wait. Jason's in Utah. I'm not sure where Jerry is.
Yeah, I think Jerry's in England for some reason. Now, this had to be a labor of love for you, though.
You know, I've been working on it's the first part of a 2-CD release, and I started it 2 years ago at the end of December. It almost seems like 13, 14, yeah. So it's almost going on 3 years now, actually. But it started out as doing all original material, and I like to do some covers in my show. And so I was going to put, like, 3 covers on the new album of original material. And the more I kept listening to them, I thought, why don't I just do a whole album of them?
Yeah.
So I called in the band and everything, and we went in, and I picked these 17 songs, and we recorded it. And I'm very excited about it. I think musically, you know, vocally and everything else, I really have never sounded better.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. I really am. And I think it shows a different dimension and a different side to me.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard it. I said, you know, this is a dimension of KC that I've never seen and the general public hasn't seen.
Correct.
Feeling You, the 60s, almost autobiography of music, if you will.
Yes.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but I got to do this. Over 100 million records sold, okay? Let's look down. 3 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, 9 nominations, number one singles amount to 7, 3 triple platinum albums, and, of course, the song Boogie Shoes was selected for preservation by the United States Library of Congress from,
yes.
of course, Saturday Night Fever for its cultural significance. Did you ever think that along with the receiving the National Association of Recording Arts and Sciences Governor's Award, by the way, the highest honor ever given by a chapter of the Academy, was in the future of a fellow at age 17 that did menial tasks around TK Records?
No, I mean, I knew once it started that we were on to something huge or whatever, and I just wanted to bring an energy back to music. I felt the music had been sucked out of me. The energy had been sucked out of music at some point. And I just wanted to bring that energy back. And I'm just happy that I was given the talent and that I was given the opportunity to fulfill all of those dreams that I had.
And, of course, I know one of them, our mutual friend, the late Dick Clark, was with you when you were presented the star of the...
He was a very dear friend of mine, yes.
What a great guy. What a great
Amazing man.
The song that you did many years back, Yes, I'm Ready, you did it with a high school friend of yours. Is that the old Barbara Mason hit?
It is.
Wow. I am blown away by this. I think this is going to have such an impact on so many people that have been fans of yours over the years. And like I said before, it's going to be something so different. I'm just widely enthused about this, Casey.
Well, thank you. I am, too.
I mean, you're bringing the area, like I said, that I can relate to, and I know that you are, obviously. Now, let's talk about all of the ways that Get Down Tonight, that's the way I like it, Shake Your Booty, Boogie Shoes, have been used on commercials. I mean, this music never, ever leaves our presence.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And, you know, I feel a little bit, you know, validated or whatever because... I for so long I felt like that we were always like, you know, dismissed. You know, my writing was dismissed and the songs were dismissed and everything by a lot of major critics and stuff. And I think the music speaks for itself. I think it, I mean, I don't know what else to say, but I just think it, you know, the commercials and everything, they just validate how great I get that the songs really are.
Nothing offended me more back in the 70s when people were talking about disco in negative terms.
Correct.
That had been the first time in over a decade.
I mean, so much that it even made Donna Summer and I just, like, turn our backs on it practically.
Yeah, and the problem was is that the public still had their mind back in the drab mid to late 60s when everything was a protest song and everything else. Now, all of a sudden, you had music that made people happy and greatly arranged. I always use the analogy. Young people always used to criticize Lawrence Welk because they said the music was square.
Right.
Square or not square, the musicians were excellent.
You know, it's just like what's happened in time. I mean, when Elvis Presley came out, there was this big backlash about his music.
Right.
When the Beatles came out, there was a huge backlash against that. And then there was the backlash with what we did. So, I mean, it's like, you know, we were part of that 10-year cycle that changed everything. What's crazy is, and those songs are... That sound is bigger than ever. I mean, the number one song on iTunes is by Bruno Mars, and it's a song called Uptown Funk. And it can't be more 70s, 80s sounding than a song that... I mean, if you took that record and put it, you know, back into the 70s, it would fit perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just too bad it's taken so long sometimes for these things to really be
right.
Appreciated. Now, I'll Be There For You, a song that you wrote. All the proceeds, by the way, were donated to the September 11th relief effort. Only one of many things that KC gives back. Now, my question, and you and I have talked about this in the past, when is the book that came out in the fall of 2002, That's the Way I Like It, the Harry Wayne Casey story.
Right.
When's that going to be a movie? I mean, that should be like the Buddy Holly movie and the Jerry Lee Lewis.
You know, you never, who knows when if that'll ever happen or whatever. I know a friend of mine, Desmond Child, he's a very well-known writer and everything, has spoken to me about wanting to put together, you know, a musical, a Broadway musical. So, you know, that's just something that's, you know, maybe in the future, and we'll see.
I looked down the list of some of the places that you've been. You go from China to Santiago to Hollywood, Florida, just down the street from us, to the Tropicana in Atlantic City. You play all different venues to a wide range of demographics, which also adds to the success of the KC and the Sunshine Band story because they appeal to so many in so many corners of the world.
Right.
We can go, everybody listening to the show, to heykcsb.com to check out the upcoming tour dates. And KC, you know this. I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you need us, you're always welcome here.
Great. Home. Thank you.
You know that, my friend. And we go back to the days. Remember the Atlantis Grand Opening there?
That was great.
Still talk about that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, everybody be looking out. I think it's going to be released on the 10th of next month, isn't it?
The 10th, yes.
It's the 10th. The name of the CD is Feeling You, the 60s.
You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. I don't know if it's available on iTunes yet.
Okay. It's great stuff. You hit a grand slam with this one, KC.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to having you back.
Great. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band. His new CD is going back to the 60s. This is going to blow you away. This is KC and the Sunshine Band.
Your fellow man, lend them a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You think it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Does a great job on music that he's not known for. KC and the Sunshine Band. We're coming right back.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
World, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. The big day is coming up. It's coming up on the 4th, Sunday, and it's a huge day because it's Super Bowl Sunday. And joining us right now is a young lady who knows her stuff when it comes to making that Super Bowl Sunday perfect when it comes to food. She's the Today Show National Food Contributor and cookbook author, our friend Elizabeth Highschool. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good now that you're here and going to solve a lot of problems for me and a lot of our listeners out there that wonder what to do if you're going to have a Super Bowl party. One of the things, before we start, that is really the thing that bothers me the most is when you have a party, the host, which in this case would be my wife and I, end up doing all the work. How do you get down from doing that and just say, you know what, go to it because we want to enjoy this party too. I don't want to feel like I'm working for my guests.
Exactly, Ron. I mean, honestly, when you go to this much trouble, you need to enjoy the party as much, if not more, than your guests do. And if you're not having fun, they're not going to have fun. So what I always tell people, you need to make sure that you do as much ahead of time as possible. So you can go ahead and buy all of your decor. Figure out what platters you're going to do. Go to the grocery store. Stock up on all of these fabulous farm-rich products that we're going to be talking about. And then ask your friends to help. Because I'm telling you, if they were raised right, when you invite them over to your home, the first words out of their mouth should be, "What can I bring?" And when they say that, Ron, take them up on it. If you've got somebody that's, you know, very challenged in the kitchen and you would be terrified to eat something that they cook, let them bring the ice. You know, let them bring the cups or maybe the rolls, something that can be pre-bought. But if you do have someone that likes to cook, give them a recipe or maybe kind of point them in a direction on something that they can bring. And then that way you can get some help. There's no reason in the world for you and your wife to be in the kitchen sweating and working on the game day. The only people that need to be sweating and working are the two teams that are playing on the field.
Right.
I mean, you, right, Ron?
No, I agree with you. You know, the last year I kind of screwed up. Somebody asked me what they wanted them to bring, and I said $800, and I don't think that was a good answer. That was
I like that.
Not the thing
I like
do.
That a lot.
Okay, so
especially if they're going to be in your betting pool. That's awesome.
So let's start with the snack. Where do we go?
This is what I love. It's a grazing board. See, I've got something for everything on this board. We've got everything from really healthy, crisp vegetables. We also have charcuterie and cheeses and grapes and strawberries and gorgeous crackers. And then, of course, my favorite, farm-rich loaded potato skins. So I'm talking about an Idaho potato that's been scooped out. You've got some wonderful cheddar cheese and bacon that it's topped with. Oh, it is just delicious. And I do like things a little bit spicy, Ron, I'm going to be honest. And so that's why I included these jalapeno peppers that have been stuffed with cream cheese. And then, of course, it's the Super Bowl, so we've got to have a dip. But I really want this to be easy. I want it to be straightforward. So what we did for this dip, you just take a ranch dip recipe and then add a little bit of chipotle pepper to that. Mix it up really well. Everything on this grazing board is going to taste delicious dipped into this ranch dip.
Well, you can tell that you were raised in the Mississippi Delta with that kind of food. There's no question about it. Let's talk about the main menu right now.
Well, Ron, I don't know if you're like my husband, but if he saw all this beautiful grazing board, he would certainly like it. But his next question would be, well, where's the big food? Where's the real food? And that's why we came up with these mozz stick parm sandwiches. So you're going to take a farm-rich mozzarella stick. You're going to cook that off. The outside is going to stay super golden and crispy. The inside is going to be ooey and gooey. We put that on a hoagie roll and then add a little bit of chicken cutlet, a ton of warm marinara sauce. Close that sucker up with a top bun. Put a toothpick in it. Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
This is a sandwich that people are going to be talking about long after this big game is over.
No party is complete without some beverages.
Ron, you are speaking my language. So I even have a hard time deciding what I'm going to drink on that game day. So what I did, we combined beer and margaritas, my two favorite thing, and came up with a beer-rita. So all you have to do is get a nice big pitcher. And again, Ron, this is something we're going to do ahead, another way to keep you out of the kitchen. So we take our limeade concentrate. It's frozen. It comes in a can. Pour that into our pitcher. Add tequila. Add beer. Mix that up really, really well. Serve it over ice with some pretty lime wedges. And you could even do a salt rim on this if you wanted to. That way, since we batched it in a pitcher, you can sit down and enjoy the game. Every time your friends need a cocktail, you don't have to jump up and run to the kitchen and make a cocktail. They can serve themselves right out of that pitcher, and that way you and your wife are going to enjoy the game as much as everyone else.
Earlier in the show, you mentioned the fact of decor. What do you suggest for that?
So we went with a more vintage look this time. So we've got some really beautiful vintage footballs, gorgeous burlap linens that are super nice. We did a lot of wood pieces on these platters, and it really is super special. special and very, very different.
How did you get the name, the Debutante Farmer?
Well, we have a farm in Mississippi, and we grow vegetables for restaurants in Memphis, Oxford, and Nashville, Tennessee. And when we first started, this debutante had a little bit of a hard time turning into a farmer. I had to turn in my fake nails and my long eyelash extensions and my spray tans and all that stuff for overalls and dirt under my fingers. But after about a year of crying, I did finally adjust to it all.
Wow.
And it really has turned into an incredible life.
Well, I guess so, because you have cooked for such notables as the Duchess of York, former Vice President Al Gore, and the governors of Mississippi, Texas, and Arizona, and Priscilla Presley. Did she want a peanut butter and banana sandwich?
You know, Priscilla is absolutely fantastic. We were opening her new hotel at Graceland,
yeah,
which is just absolutely wonderful. And so we were asked to come to the opening ceremony. She could not have been any lovelier. We did not serve any peanut butter and banana sandwiches, but I have a feeling that she would not have been upset if we had chosen that menu.
That's great. Well, whether you're a football fanatic, just casually watching, someone interested in the commercials or the halftime show, 100 million people that are going to be glued to their seats this coming Sunday for the big Super Bowl game. Now, Elizabeth, where can we go online for more information about all the suggestions, which were fabulous, that we discussed today?
Ron, thank you so much. These recipes and so many more are at farmrich.com. And not only do they have great recipes, they also have great tips just about how to be a hostess and how to entertain. It really is a phenomenal website that I hope all of your listeners will go and check out.
Farmrich.com. That's pretty simple to remember, everybody. Elizabeth Heiskell has been our guest today. She is, of course, Today's Show food contributor and cookbook author. Elizabeth, come back and join us soon, dear.
Take care, Rod.
She is the debutante farmer, and we're talking about the big Super Bowl Sunday coming up, so the party is perfect for you.
Thank you, Ron. You're adorable.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise, your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap rampant. Sign Zoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide. And their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, Sign Zoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at signzoo.com. That's signzoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to wrap things up on this Super Bowl weekend. Want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the first weekend of February. And our guests include Olympic star Scott Hamilton, actress Marion Ross, star of The Biggest Loser, back for another season, Bob Harper, Dr. Daria Gillespie, Gary Moore, remembering Buddy Holly. On Tuesday would have marked the 61st anniversary of his passing, KC and the Sunshine Band, and also want to thank Elizabeth Haskell for giving us some information on how to make a Super Bowl party really good. We're going to look for your company come next week when we'll do it again, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.